This is Jay Sekulow, a devastating report on the IRS from the Inspector General.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Those from the IRS who have spoken about this obviously have much greater insight into what took place than we do. One person's view of what actions were taken or what that individual did is not enough for us to say something concretely happened that was inappropriate.
I'm back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
I have ordered an investigation to be begun. The FBI is coordinating with the Justice Department to see if any laws were broken in connection with those matters related to the IRS. Those were, I think as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable.
How lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Explanation, please, let's say, from the individual who oversees tax-exempt organizations for the IRS.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
Oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate... Wait a minute! I didn't realize apologies were sufficient in IRS-related issues.
The IRS has admitted to targeting conservatives, even if the White House continues to be stuck on the word if. Now, my question isn't about who's going to resign. My question is, who's going to jail over this scandal?
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Yeah! Show me.
Still welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We decided Back in the USSR would be the theme for today. By the way, that version of it was done right here at our Jay Sekulow Live radio studios with our good friend John Slitt. And I also believe that the video is going to be posted on Facebook, if not now, in moments. So you could see us perform it. We did it right here in did it right in the radio studio, folks. Just moments after we finished the broadcast, we decided... what song would best fit this theme? And we decided Back in the USSR would be the one. So we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Well, all we can say is we told you so. The IRS Special Inspector General report comes out, and the IRS agents, number one, did not know the difference between a 501c3, a 501c4, and a 527. They didn't know what the law was. They don't know what the law is. They targeted groups based on a be on the lookout for list, and they had no training. And the IRS still is not responding to the training issue, by the way, and information was leaked. Other than that, the IRS is operating perfectly well. But the problem is, we're about to file a federal lawsuit next week against the Internal Revenue Service because we still have clients that have been denied their exemption. And how is the Obama administration keep saying, if this happened, if this took place, then something should happen? Well, I think what John Boehner said is absolutely right. Jordan, what's the latest in Than? What's the latest in Washington, D.C.?
It is heated, to say the least. I mean, with the Speaker of the House coming out and saying, I don't really care about people resigning. I want to know who is going to jail on this. So this is tough language, and we've got a congressional hearing, of course, the end of this week. Press conferences here in Washington, a lot of the Tea Party leaders, these individuals who were targeted, they're going to be here. We're organizing some of our clients who are going to be here in Washington with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and an event there tomorrow. So this is not going away. And now we know that Lois Lerner, the head of the nonprofit division at the IRS, she was sending out these letters on her own. And she has been involved in this process where her name is in the questionnaires and follow-up questionnaires.
Yeah.
So this was that coordinated, the very top of the IRS.
Folks, we are just beginning to peel back the onion here. It's going to be unbelievable. And we're having a huge response to our petition to stop the IRS abuse, pushing 50,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want to get this to Congress for that hearing on Friday. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Make that call now, 877-989-2255.
Oh, how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Oh, how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
That version of Back in the USSR recorded right here in the radio studios of J Seculo Live in our media center, and it is up on Facebook, Will, correct? I don't know. He does not know. It is not. Okay, he's shaking his head. We're going to get it up on Facebook. We said to get it up on Facebook. It will be there. We figured a little levity in an otherwise unbelievable series of events with the Internal Revenue Service. So the Democratic Congressman Sander Levin, here's what he had to say about what should happen here.
Several should be relieved of their responsibilities. The acting commissioner and the person who has been heading up the exempt organization portion. I think there's a need for new leadership there.
So, Jordan, if we get rid of the head of exempt, then what happens?
Yeah, right. I mean, this doesn't make...
this is unreal.
We've got to have new leadership. Well, that's great. But how about we have a full... redo of this entire department. What is a joke is that 66,000 501c3 applications, right? And that's about stays around the same, 60,000 plus every year. And it kept talking, remember they told everybody, well, we had this surge because that Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, where they said people have the right to freedom of political speech and they can use money to further their speech by putting ads out there and what they agree with and don't agree, if they want to use their own money to do that, after they've paid their taxes to the IRS, if they'd like to use their money to do that. Well, because of that uptick, you know what the uptick was? Literally 1,000 more applications.
Yeah.
I mean, 1,000.
But
it's
let
not
me...
like they got inundated with a million applications.
Yeah,
here.
But let me tell you who
a
did
thousand.
Get approved. Okay, who got approved? Oh, good news here. Good news. Malik Obama, President Obama's half-brother, his nonprofit organization, which never registered in the Commonwealth of Virginia, got approved not in 36 months, not in 12 months, in 30 days, signed off by the head of tax exempt that went after the Tea Party's in their be on the lookout list. So here's what needs to happen. Fire all of these people. Terminate their employment. They work for us. They need to be fired. We've got a report here, 54 pages, basically saying the IRS is incompetent. I have a letter from the Washington, D.C. office of the IRS to one of our clients signed by a tax lawyer. Now, when I worked for the IRS in chief counsel's office as a tax lawyer, it was a really competitive job. You had to be at the top of your class to get that job in the trial office of Treasury. Apparently, that's not the case anymore because now they can't figure out what section of the Internal Revenue Code actually applies. Congressman Michelle Bachmann had the same job I did in a different office for the Treasury, for the IRS. Here's she. I interviewed her yesterday. Listen to what she said here, number 14.
This is the most powerful feared agency in the federal government, and it needs to be kept under control. And clearly, the IRS was used for political gain for the Obama administration.
Well, that's what our good friend Michelle Bachmann says, but Jay Carney says, well, wait a minute, just wait a minute here, play number one.
And I think if you look at the answers the president gave yesterday, he made clear that if the reports
wait a minute, didn't the IRS apologize, which we did not accept? They apologized. So stop the if. You know, I feel like I'm hosting Comedy Central here with Jon Stewart. I mean, this is absurd.
I have to wonder with the brother information and all this. I mean, give me a break now. Your brother, who it was like a shady nonprofit called the Barack H. Obama Foundation,
right.
I believe. And by the way, if you try to create foundation names and presidential names, usually that gets flagged, right? I mean, you can't put that on your license plate and things like that because it's the president's name, and they would usually investigate that. That gets approved in 30 days. Liberal groups all getting approved. You're going to tell me that no one at the White House was involved? They are political hacks from Chicago, okay? Remember that. They want to win. There's a lot of people there. They don't care about the law. They care about winning. And I'm not saying that there's no, Republicans have always been perfect on that either. We're talking about politicians here. Guess what? They want to win. They want to silence the opposition.
Well,
and to act as if no one else could even possibly have been involved, I'm not writing that off until it's been proven that they aren't involved. They now have the burden of proof to show me that they're not all guilty. And the entire White House staff isn't guilty, too.
Baloney that nobody outside was involved. I don't believe that for a moment. No, somebody... Let me tell you,
all those guys.
Treasury is appointed, of course, by the President of the United States. Let me tell you something. Page 5 of this report, all of a sudden you see redactions. You know, by the way, we posted some letters online unredacted. So we're letting everybody know what's going on here with this nonsense. But here is the good news, and I want to say something about our ACLJ members. 44,061 of you online alone in basically the equivalent of, I guess, 48 hours here. 44,202. Signed on to our petition. We want to get to 50,000 before the hearing on Friday for Than. And Than, before I ask people to engage it right now, tell everybody what we're expecting and how important this hearing is.
It's going to be explosive, Jay. 9 a.m. at the Ways and Means Committee. We are actually preparing our testimony now. We get to submit that to the committee. We will do that tomorrow. Our clients are also cooperating, Jay. We are going to show them the original documents. We've already shown them. They're going to use them on Friday to demonstrate that Commissioner Miller knew about this. And this is the point that I want to make here. You guys have been talking about how the IRS wants to say this is low level. Well, first of all, Lois Lerner is not low level.
Exactly.
But here's the other thing. We told the commissioner last year.
Right.
He knew. That's the top of the agency. He's going to have to answer those questions on Friday.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you something else. We want you to be part of the team that goes with us to Washington, D.C. I know you can't, you know, get in a plane and travel up there with us, but we're having a big event. There's going to be a big hearing. We're going to have a huge presence there. We've got a lot of our clients coming in. I want to deliver 50,000 names to members of the House and let them know we're standing for the end of the IRS abuse. We've caught them here, folks. I said this is one of those moments I think I've been waiting for about 35 years, and we got them. But let's not let them off the hook. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org. You call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. My brother said yesterday, he called me up, his CPA, he's our CFO. He said, I think we're at a historic moment. We are. The IRS has been caught red-handed. And now we have a chance to make an impact. You join with us, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign on to that petition right now, going to the House and letting them know we want answers. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. We'll just, people have been holding on to talk to us. Let's go to Irene in New York, line 3. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, honey. Hi, guys. Did you hear there's 8 or 9 Democrat senators that wrote a strong letter to Obama or someone else to check out the Tea Party?
Absolutely. That is fact, Irene.
Right?
Senator Schumer and others and members of the House and Senate actually asked for this investigation. And then the IRS created a be on the lookout list. I mean, folks, if you want to send something chilling down your spine here, be on the lookout for... Now, this is supposed to be a government agency that's applying neutral criteria. A neutral criteria is supposed to be applied, and they did what? They go ahead and say, we're looking for key names, key phrases, and the positions the groups are advocating. I'm sorry, IRS, you don't get to do that. But that is exactly the approach they took. Go ahead, Jordan.
You know, the other thing here is I read the report. Guess how many people got denied? Zero.
Right.
Zero.
They were not
going to. 28 people.
You
so
know why?
They literally could. They wanted to go after these groups, and they could not come up with a reasoning to deny one. Now, 28 pulled out, so there's the political impact. They didn't even keep forward, and we've still got clients who are. But zero groups denied that fell under this criteria. You know why? They were legitimate. This was done to silence them so that President Obama didn't have to deal with them before his reelection. And you think this is a joke, folks? It's not a joke. People go to jail for this for a long time. Governments fall because of this. Presidents have been impeached because of this. Okay? It's not a joke. It's the IRS. They're going to run your health care. That's what their job is next coming up. And we think by replacing one person that this is going to be handled, the entire IRS should be changed. Okay, everybody involved should be gone,
yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
A new name, and start back over. If we had a government, and John Boehner's right, let's quit with this whole all resign and apologies. Who is going to jail? Who is going to send that message that when you do this, you will be behind bars? You don't get to target Americans this way. Americans who voluntarily submitted to government oversight.
Now, I'll tell you where you got to take it a step further, Thad, and this is where you come in on this hearing. We got this can't just be a policy discussion on Friday. This has got to get serious really quick.
It definitely does, and we're going to demonstrate. Think about just our 27 clients, Jay. Still 10 of them haven't been approved, right? So in many ways, the IRS accomplished what they were after by putting these groups on the sideline during the election, as Jordan pointed out. We have to have a policy change. Heads have to roll. Like Speaker Boehner said, people have to go to jail. But, Jay, the IRS has to be knocked down a notch, too. They can't enforce Obamacare. They can no longer be entrusted to really any enforcement capacity.
Hey, folks, how do you feel about this one? Your friends at the Internal Revenue Service are going to be enforcing Obamacare. There's a scary thought. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to 50,000 signatures. We're 6,000 away, so we're close, folks. I need your help on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We've got posted on our Facebook now, on my Facebook, the Jay Sekulow Facebook, our version of this song right here, Back in the USSR. And that's certainly what it feels like, folks. But if you want to take our government back, and we could do that, we've got the IRS on the run. Maybe the next song should be Band on the Run. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign this petition now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
And Moscow girls make me sing and shout. Georgia's always on my mind.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
the snow peak mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your bell like it's ringing out. Come and keep your comrades warm. I'm back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
There you go. Jay Sekulow Live Band. David French is here, our Senior Counsel and Digital Media Advocacy Head. And we've got Back in the USSR, the Jay Sekulow Live version, posted on my Facebook. And I think they're posting it to the ACLJ Facebook. David, you were on a rather lengthy interview this morning on NPR. And give us the sense of what the left is saying, because they're trying to spin this. It's really pathetic.
Well, you know, what was shocking to me is the callers were basically making the point, well, this is the Tea Party, they deserve it. And you were even having law professors saying such crazy things as, well, if you just ask 100 people on the street that the Tea Party's political, of course it is. Well, you know, that's irrelevant. The question is, what were these applications about, and what are the legal standards? And the IG report here is an admission of viewpoint discrimination. An admission.
You know, this is still my favorite of the day, though. My favorite report of the day is Malik Obama getting a nonprofit organization that he was operating for years unauthorized in the Commonwealth of Virginia, where we have a huge office, and he gets it in 30 days from guess who? Lois Lerner, the same one that, you know, did the mea culpa on the Tea Party and conservative groups. And by the way, if you were a pro-Israel organization, out the door as well. You weren't part of it either. So, you know, here's the answer to this. They've apologized. We're not accepting it. I've got 10 clients. We have 10 clients that still do not have their tax-exempt status. David's heading up a team right now, putting litigation together to go after the IRS. And, folks, the next song that our band should do is Band on the Run, because that's what the IRS needs to be. They're like the band on the run here trying to hide, and they could hide all they want. But, you know, the gig is up, and we're going to get very aggressive on this very, very quickly. We encourage you now to join with almost 50,000 of us. Our goal for Than on Friday, folks, is to have 50,000 signatures. So go to ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org, really easy way to do it, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. You could be part of history by standing with us in Washington, D.C. You can't get there by car or train or plane, probably, but you could be with us when we tell members of Congress, we have heard in less than a week from 50,000 of our members. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. People have been holding on to talk to us. Diane in Indiana, line 4. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I heard on Fox News this morning that the Billy Graham Association was also targeted. Is that true?
It is. I got got emails from Franklin's Graham's people yesterday. Franklin's a good friend of ours, and they were audited in 2010. And I will tell you this also, a number of conservative Christian organizations were also audited in 2010. And I think I am convinced that this is part of a targeted attack. And let me give you another one, folks. You're hearing it here first. We've been contacted by lawyers in the District of Columbia in Washington, D.C., that have told me that their clients' nonprofit status for churches have been held up for over a year, and not just once or twice. And we're getting a lot of phone calls on this, folks. We are uncovering what I think is a very deep, Jordan, a very deep problem within the Internal Revenue Service, and it's way beyond Cincinnati. We've already destroyed that myth.
Oh, absolutely. They started lying on Friday. Now Lois Lerner is involved in the actual questionnaires. Everyone has realized this is a scandal of huge proportion. The IRS affects every single American. It is about to affect all of our health care. You want the IRS to know what diseases you may or may not have, what medications you're on. Do you want the IRS to know that?
How about them auditing you?
Do you want them to know
it?
How much money you're spending on medicine and if you're spending enough, and then they're going to fine you for that? You want to fill out the new form for the IRS that you're going to have to fill out? Because you will.
But don't worry. Then there'll be a report that says the IRS was incapable of enforcing it because the agents couldn't tell the difference between a health care form and a 1040 tax return. David, the seriousness on this, we're trying to be a little bit lighthearted here, folks, but the reality is this is outrageous, but we got them. We've caught them. This report is very damaging to the IRS, as it should be. But there's even things out of this report. We still don't know in this report who ultimately said, let's do this. Well, and that's what we've got to get an answer
to. We have to get an answer to that. And then, you know, we have the reports that some of these applications went straight into the IRS, into the hands of left-wing groups.
Yeah, how about that one?
So, you know, ProPublica, which is a far-left group, came out with a report a couple of days ago saying, hey, we asked for these applications and we got them, including some that were still pending that we were not entitled to. And you know what they did? They put the information up on the web. So we have a absolutely corrupt entity right now that has got to be turned inside out and upside down.
Michelle Bachman was, I talked to her yesterday. She and I both served in the same office, the exactly same position. She was in the Minnesota office. I was in the Southeast Regional Office in Atlanta. We had the same job. We were trial lawyers with the Office of Chief Counsel, Internal Revenue Service. Here's what she said, what would have happened to her if, in fact, this took place in her office. Number 15.
I would have lost my job in the IRS, as you would have, if we would have personally gone in and accessed someone's personal tax information. We could only handle the tax information that we were assigned to handle. That did not happen in this case. Clearly, it was open season by the Obama administration to come after anyone with the power of tax information for the purpose of destroying or embarrassing people. And that's why this is far worse than Watergate, and this won't be forgotten anytime soon.
Well, I don't think it is going to be forgotten. I think Michelle Bachman's right, and this is a situation where we've got to fight back aggressively. Jordan, let's grab another phone call here. By the way, folks, again, sign on to this petition at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, and post it on both my Facebook and the ACLJ's Facebook. Is our version of the song Back in the USSR. So, and John Schlitt is leading the singing on that, but a lot of our team here at the ACLJ are the musicians on this, so we're having fun with that, and you want to see that as well. Let's try to grab a call really quickly here, Jordan, before the break. We'll be taking more calls, folks, so hang on the line.
Yep, well, let's go to Greg in California, line 6. Greg, welcome to JSEQ Live.
Hey, Greg.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I heard on Fox News this morning that there were at least 6 senators, Democratic senators back in 2010, who wrote a letter to the IRS instructing them to target groups such as conservative groups.
Oh, particularly the Tea Party groups. I mean, it was after conservative groups. There were 6 senators. There were members of the House as well. And they asked for this investigation. And, folks, that's what led to this. So now the Democrats are saying, oh, I can't believe the IRS did this. Nonsense. The IRS did this because the Democrats asked them to do it. Now there are Democrats at least speaking out, but this is absolutely pathetic. Their response is pathetic, and we are fighting back, and we're going to win this, folks, with your help. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. If you're not getting us on SiriusXM, just go to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. We encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Sign on to the petition. It was Senator Schumer, Senator Bennett, Senator Whitehouse, Merkley, Udall, Shaheen, and Franken. Al Franken. Well, what else is new? We want you to sign on to this petition, though, right now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back in the USSR is what we said the theme is, and that's what it's sure sounding like. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Yeah, back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
access are. Oh, how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Here we are, folks, and that is John, our good friend John Slitt leading the singing on that one. I played the drums, and we had our whole band here at the Jay Sekulow Live that put this together, and we've got it up on video on Facebook and on my Facebook and both the ACLJs. David, we've got an email going out right now also, and we've had one going out for the last couple of days. By the way, if you're not getting them, folks, go to ACLJ.org, sign up for these. What are we letting people know?
Well, we're telling them the latest on this scandal, that this is severe. It's widespread, and it's ongoing, and we're asking them to join. And right now, people are signing onto this petition at the rate of about 100 a minute signing onto this petition. I expect that we'll hit that 50,000 number sooner rather than later, because this is penetrating into the public consciousness beyond any Obama scandal yet in this administration.
I'll tell you, I think it's big. Than, what do you expect on the hearing on Friday?
Well, first of all, tomorrow, Jay, a dozen of our clients and Jordan are going to participate with Congresswoman Bachman in a press conference, so people need to pay attention to that. But on Friday, I think Commissioner Miller is going to be asked why he still has a job and why Lois Lerner still has a job. And I want people to pay attention to this, because I think there will be a temptation, if those two lose their jobs, to let that be enough. And, Jay, members of Congress aren't going to be satisfied, and they shouldn't be, because this goes higher than that. I mean, this is a political effort, and if Commissioner Miller loses his job and Lois Lerner loses her job, and Commissioner goes before the hearing on Friday and tries to make that the end of it, that can't be the end of it.
There was an interesting dialogue yesterday between Jessica Yellen on CNN and Jay Carney. Listen to this one. It's first, let's start with number four, and then I'll probably go into number five, but let's go to four first.
Jay, you say check our history, rapid commentary, but you have to understand and hear how it sounds like the administration might be hiding something. On the IRS on Friday, They gave one version of the story that's changed several times since then. So can you just say plainly, does the president believe that they're being truthful, and does he think that the leadership there needs to change?
Well, I don't understand how that tracks with your first sentence about assertion here. We have seen the reports, as the president said, and if the reports are true, he would consider them outrageous.
What's with the if? The IRS has admitted it. Listen to number five here from Jessica Yellen.
IRS has acknowledged that some of this wrongdoing has happened. So the president and this administration could agree.
And I think you heard the president say yesterday that if it turns out to be the case. And again, there's a lot of...
Enough with the if. I mean, it goes on and on. But here, let me play the rest of it, if we can do that. Go ahead.
IRS personnel, which sounded like it was isolated. We've now learned that it was...
How could IRS personnel be isolated? That could be the entire agency.
Well, there you go, folks. And that's exactly what we think, David, that it could be the entire agency, because we've got letters from coast to coast. So I don't know, Cincinnati's one of them, but we've got them from multiple offices in California and the District of Columbia.
Oh, we've got them from last month. We've got them from this month.
We got them from like 4 days ago. Yeah, I mean, they're still sending letters out.
This is ongoing. And, when this came out on Friday, when this apology came out on Friday, our jaws hit the floor from the word go, because we knew that spin was completely false.
Because I cannot understand why the United States government would say it only came out of Cincinnati when they know we have the letters. We have the letters. They were sent to us as the lawyers for our clients. So you can't play hide and seek when we've got the information. And the question is, Jordan, on Friday, did they get away with this? And I think the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, Jordan had to step out, but the answer is no. I mean, listen, here's the point. This has been going on for more than 3 years. And by the way, the only reason the administration and the IRS have admitted this now, Jay, is because they get to review the IG report before Congress does. So they saw that they were caught, that we had the information, and that they were about to be exposed. And so they tried to spin it. We are not going to let that happen.
You know, Mitch McConnell said this. He said, I'm inclined, I'll play it when you come back from the break. I told you so. I told you so also. We're going to be joined by on Thursday's broadcast with Senator McConnell. So, folks, let me tell you something. As a former IRS lawyer, this is not only an embarrassing day for the agency, but we've caught them with their hands in the cookie jar. The problem is the cookie jar is the American people's pocketbook. We're fighting back at ACLJ.org. Join us in that fight. Sign that petition or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
And Moscow girls make me sing and shout. And Georgia's always on my mind.
Thank you.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org.
The USSR. Oh, how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
That is our good friend John Schlitt leading the music there, singing Back in the USSR, our version of it, now up on Facebook, both on the Jay Sekulow Facebook page and the ACLJ Facebook page. We normally don't post the music videos on the ACLJ Facebook page, but I figured, I asked David, because he heads up our digital media, you know, this one is really appropriate to what we're dealing with the IRS, so we got everybody's approval, and up it is, because at the ACLJ, we can actually do approvals, and we know what the regulations are, unlike the Internal Revenue Service, who does not seem to quite get that. We're going right to our phones. Alan's calling in New York. He's on line one. Hi, Alan.
Hello. God bless you guys for what you do. My question is, Nixon resigned or was forced to resign, however you want to see it, for far less. Between the IRS scandal, the now DOJ scandal with the Associated Press, and Benghazi on top of that. I mean, will it ever get to that where he has to resign or get impeached?
Article 2 of the impeachment of Richard Nixon was over the misuse of the IRS. The question will be, does it reach inside the White House, or are they going to try, which they are desperately, to cabin this inside of Treasury, which is what they're doing right now. So I would not be surprised if the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service ends up resigning and probably the head of the tax exempt org. They're going to try to cabin this inside the IRS. But the one thing that's missing in the Inspector General's report, David, is who is responsible here.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's the key element that's missing. And so what I expect to happen in the pretty short run is somebody's going to take one for the team, resign, fall on their sword, and then they're going to try to tidy this up, wrap it in a bow and say, see, look, we found out about misconduct. We took action, move along, nothing more to see here. But we know the White House counsel's office was briefed in on this, and this is just in the first few days of this scandal that we've learned that. So there, as we said last segment, we got to turn this thing upside down, inside out, and figure out what's happening here.
Yeah, Than, and I guess that goes to what, you know, you got the Speaker of the House saying, it, you know, it's not a question of who's going to resign, it's a question of who's going to go to jail.
Yeah, absolutely, and that demand for someone to go to jail might pale in comparison to what we go to next. I mean, the comparison to Nixon, I think it's a fair one. This is more severe than that, Jay.
Right.
One of the excuses on the left is, listen, all of these groups are getting approved. Well, I would say two things to that. First of all, they're getting approved eventually because we're helping them. But second, the 2 to 3 year delay that these groups are experiencing, Jay, it took them out of the game for the election cycle. So what you had was the most powerful agency of the federal government doing the president's political bidding. It doesn't get more serious than that.
And I'll tell you this, that it's pretty unfortunate that this has happened, but it's happened, so we got to deal with it. Eileen's calling from New York on line 2. Hi, Eileen.
Jay, God bless you.
Thanks.
For everything you're doing, Jay. Here's my question. Now that the IRS is under investigation for criminal and possible felonious activity, how can they be entrusted to enforce Obamacare?
Well, there you go. I mean, first of all, how about this? That the Attorney General of the United States, do we have the statement from the Attorney General where he said he's opened an investigation up against the Internal Revenue Service? Because I think that is something we need. Let's go ahead and play that one.
I have ordered an investigation to be begun. The FBI is coordinating with the Justice Department to see if any laws were broken in connection with those matters related to the IRS. Those were, I think, as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable.
So the reality is the Attorney General himself raised the criminality issue here. And, of course, leaking the information, David, is criminal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a number of criminal statutes that apply here and could apply. And the fact of the matter is we just don't know yet. We're at the very beginning. I mean, already some in the left are trying to say, oh, the IG report is the end of the process. No, this is the beginning of the process, and we have to look at who abused their power. We know they abused their power. Who did it? Who knew? When did they know? And what did they do about it?
And I think that's what we're going to find out, and we're working on it. Jennifer from Georgia is on line 3. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yes, I am in Georgia, and my husband and I have a daughter with special needs,
yep.
Severely autistic. And also, I speak for the Fair Tax Organization in the state of Georgia.
Yep.
And we were audited in 2010 for two different years, 2008 and 9, and they told us that their preliminary was that we owed them $45,000 for deductions we took for our daughter's medical expenses.
Which in that situation that you're in our deductible, but I'm a tax lawyer by training, but go ahead.
Oh, I was absolutely outraged. We were both outraged. My husband had to spend hundreds of hours giving them more documentation, and it ended up they paid us $200.
After you spent a year dealing with them.
That's legalized extortion. If we really owed $45,000, they would have stuck with it, but they kept coming back with a new number. How about $32,000? How about $12,000? And I really believe—
Like it's an auction. I mean, this is absurd.
And I think there are a lot of individuals around the country— that I would love to band together against the IRS because I believe that as individuals, we're so powerless against the IRS.
Well, I'll tell you what you're going to have here, Jennifer. I really think this is going to happen. You got the Attorney General making the criminality statement yesterday. That was not an accident. That was an intentional statement because they are going to try to, the AG may try to, as we're saying here, save face, as Will just said. They're trying to basically say, well, if we aggressive, I mean, it's almost a joke that you got the Attorney General, Mr. Fast and Furious, I mean, on an AP, whatever that's going to end up being, who knows. Now they're investigating the IRS. But I think it's fairly unprecedented that you got the FBI investigating the IRS. Folks, you realize what's happened here. The FBI is investigating the IRS. That in and of itself, David, is quite an admission.
It absolutely is. And what's happened is the trust of the IRS in the entire tax collection process now is obliterated. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the day, we don't come up with some fundamental reforms of our very tax structure to try to pull power back from this this agency that's proven it cannot handle the responsibility we gave it.
If there was ever a time for a flat tax, boy, you think it would be right now. Than, you're not going to rest on Attorney General Holder's oversight of the Internal Revenue Service?
Oh, not at all. I mean, some people might think that the Attorney General has no choice but to save face and try to go hard after this one. But I would just say, listen, you know that you can't trust the IRS to oversee Obamacare. And you, of course, cannot trust the Department of Justice to enforce this. It is so political in nature. That's what makes this Friday's hearing so important. It's the only oversight available that is actually neutral. I don't trust the Attorney General on this one.
Me neither. We're going right back to the phone. Sherry is calling in California. She's on line 4. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jay and Jordan and Dan and David. I first of all love the band. I have a name for it.
Okay, we are the no name band right now. But go ahead. What's your name?
I'm sorry.
What's the name that you suggest?
John and the J Team, like the A Team.
Yeah, huh? That's better than David French's suggestions for names. So I will give you that. Okay, sure.
Okay. I've been listening for 6 years. You know, I've been a member. And when Obama first got elected, and there was a list of, like, terrorists, and it seems like the same people were on there right off the bat.
Well, no, here's what you've got. The government, the Justice Department that was representing the terrorists in their private life, in their private practice, are now running the government. But don't worry, Malik Obama has received a tax-exempt status. You know, the linchpins of liberties, they can't get it. The Waco Party Tea Party had to wait, you know, 2.5 years. But Malik Obama's brother, President Obama's brother Malik, he gets it from an organization that wasn't even registered. And that's why I say it is KGB-like tactics. Let me give you a little bit. For those that you've not heard, here's a little snippet of the song that was done in our office. We're having a little fun with this. Take a listen. John Schlitz.
Show me around your snow-peaked mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your bell like it's ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
All right, Leonard in Washington, welcome to the broadcast. You're on line five. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, guys. You know, this really makes me sick. I mean, here you got the IRS wanting to go after, you know, religious groups and everything.
Right.
And I think by the time that Obamacare hits, this could be worse than Watergate, and it's going to get much worse.
Well, with Obamacare, here's the exciting news. The IRS is going to enforce the standards. Is there any reaction in Washington about that? Because that you realize how absurd. They can't even keep tax exemption straight. How are they going to enforce Obamacare with 15,000 new untrained Internal Revenue Service agents?
Yeah, big reaction. I mean, think about this. The primary author of Obamacare, Senator Max Baucus, he's already resigned, Jay, and he resigned, and he said the reason he was resigning was because he saw a train wreck coming with the enforcement of Obamacare. So even the staunchest supporters of this law recognize that they've got a mess. And let me just say, Jennifer's called just a couple of times ago about her daughter's medical condition. That information is about to become the property of the IRS. That's really what's going to happen through Obamacare.
Really scary. Ferris, very quickly on line six. We just got a few seconds here. Ferris, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, thanks for leading the charge on this.
Sure.
What a refreshing show. But
and Mark Levin's done a great job, too, with Landmark Legal. But go ahead.
Don't miss the backside of this IRS story. As many people who are their enemies who they are attacking, but the greater story is that all the Phobos, that is the FOBOs, the friends of Barack Obama.
Well, including his brother, they're getting away with it. But I'll tell you something, folks, the light is shining on the IRS. We appreciate your call. 877-989-2255 for you to sign on to this petition. Almost 50,000, that's the goal. We're getting close. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We'll end this segment of the broadcast with John Schlitz singing with our band. Back in the USSR.
Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. They leave the West behind.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Listen, yesterday Jay had the opportunity to interview the Tea Party Caucus Chairman, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. I want to play that interview for you now.
Congresswoman, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you so much. It seems like we are looking at a fantasy world in front of us every day, but this is a world that you inhabited, that I inhabited, and I'm sure your experience parallels mine. I knew as soon as the story came out last Friday that it was that there was fakery involved because they said it was low-level functionaries that had made this decision. Your experience, I'm sure, would bear that out. That's impossible.
Right.
Because we were given very clear, specific manuals. We had to go completely by the book. We had to check all of the boxes. And our work product was continually reviewed by those up the food chain in the Office of Chief Counsel, Federal Tax Litigation Attorneys. But not just for us. That was true of people in appeals, collection, those who write notice of statutory deficiency. We have very strict jurisdictional requirements. I could not act outside of the area of my jurisdiction for obvious reasons. This is the most powerful, feared agency in the federal government, and it needs to be kept under control. And clearly, the IRS was used for political gain for the Obama administration.
Well, let me take it a step further, Congresswoman. My experience mirrors yours exactly. We couldn't even get a brief out the door without significant review of the process, which was fine. But here's what we've got. The narrative that the administration is painting, that the IRS representatives are painting, is that this was a rogue agent or two in Cincinnati. I'm holding in my hand right now a letter from the Department of the Treasury Internal Revenue Service from the Washington, D.C. office. Regarding our client, the Albuquerque, New Mexico Tea Party Organization, who's, by the way, been pending for well over 2.5 years now for their recognition. The letter is signed by not simply an agent, which is significant in and of itself, but a tax law specialist who is a lawyer with the Internal Revenue Service and the Tax Exempt and Government Entities Division. And this idea that this is just out of Cincinnati and low-level employees is disputed by these documents. And, Congresswoman, here's what I cannot understand for the life of me. You've got the IRS issuing this, you know, apology statement, which I said on behalf of my clients, the apology is not accepted. But then you got Jay Carney, even today, saying, if these things happened, if there was targeting, well, that was wrong, and that shouldn't happen if it happened, but we have to wait. The IRS has admitted it happened.
Right. That it's a two-step process in the legal world. You have first establishing guilt or innocence, then you have with the sentences or damages. We already have the IRS doing the admission. Phase one is done. That's over.
Right.
Now phase two is what are the damages? And these Tea Party organizations deserve damages because, Jay, if they were denied their tax-exempt status for several years, they were unable to collect the donations that they would need in order to broadcast their educational message. They were denied doing that in this last election, and it appears the Obama administration misused and abused the IRS to squelch the First Amendment free speech rights of innocent Americans who wanted to be able to proclaim their message to the United States, and the Obama administration, quite frankly, prevented them from doing so.
Well, let me give you this other example they keep giving, and that is that the government, the IRS here, is an independent agent. And you and I both know that that's not true. And in fact, the IRS commissioner is appointed by the president with advice and consent of the Senate, as is the person we used to work for, you and I worked for, and that is the chief counsel. So how about this idea that this is an independent agency and the president really has no say-so in it?
I would have lost my job in the IRS, as you would have, if we would have personally gone in and accessed someone's personal tax information. We could only handle the tax information that we were assigned to handle. That did not happen in this case. Clearly, it was open season by the Obama administration to come after anyone with the power of tax information for the purpose of destroying or embarrassing people. And that's why this is far worse than Watergate. And this won't be forgotten anytime soon.
No, and here's the one question that comes up. I mean, I was asked this today, is this IRS scandal, which is, I think, huge and significant, going to somehow distract from the Benghazi cover-up? And while I'm concerned that they don't try to use this as a deflection, the fact is I think it's multiple issues right now compounding this White House, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the IRS, whether it's the situation with the Department of Justice and AP. There's a multi-pronged problem. Go ahead.
pattern. It's a pattern that the Obama administration is demonstrating that they are treating the United States like a banana republic, a third world nation. They're misusing our Constitution for their own political purposes. This is wrong, and it cannot be done. Here's something else we need to keep in mind. I don't believe that it was coincidental that this IRS story came out on Friday.
Right.
Because when you have a very bad story, which is the president abandoning Americans under fire for 8 hours and doing nothing to rescue them, unprecedented, the president had to change that story, not only for his benefit, but for the benefit of Hillary Rodham Clinton's chances to be president in 2016. They had to change the dialogue, change up the discussion with a bad story with another story. But here's the other thing. My bill to repeal Obamacare will be on the floor in the House of Representatives this Thursday. We will pass my bill to repeal Obamacare off the House floor. But think of this. The IRS, knowing how easily it can be politicized and manipulated, the IRS will have to expand, add another 16, 17,000 IRS agents just to enforce Obamacare. Remember, it's not doctors enforcing Obamacare. The IRS is enforcing Obamacare. So does this mean, Jay, that in the future that Christians or conservatives or Tea Partiers could be denied health care or have their health care delayed? Most certainly it raises that question. And that's one more reason why we must repeal Obamacare, because you can't politicize people's health care decisions based on whether or not they support the present administration.
I said that yesterday, actually. The idea that the IRS is enforcing the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, gives chills up my spine. And you and I both have respect for the agency because we both worked for the agency for a number of years. But the fact of the matter is it's an IRS that's out of control. You have the Attorney General today, Congresswoman, saying he's going to open up a criminal investigation by the Department of Justice against the IRS or to review the IRS procedures. But what I think has to happen, and this is my concern here, is that Congress needs real oversight hearings. What are you hearing from your colleagues in Washington and what's going to happen with regard to potential oversight hearings out of the various committees?
We are going to have oversight hearings. We're going to have them in the House Oversight Committee, of which Daryl Issa is the chair, and we will have them in the Ways and Means Committee, which deals with the IRS, and that's Representative Dave Camp. We will have hearings. We'll continue to have hearings. We'll have hearings on Benghazi. We know now, again, with Benghazi, that the administration was lying to us about every aspect of what happened. Now we need to hear from the military because, again, Mr. Hicks testified last Thursday that there was an order to stand down. In other words, the military, the special forces, was standing by to go in country. They were told, you will not go in. We need to know who brought about that order. We're just beginning the investigation, not only of Benghazi, but also of this misuse and abuse of the IRS. We also need to investigate Kathleen Sebelius, who's out soliciting insurance companies to pony up $150 million so that they can advertise for the very unpopular Obamacare program. And now we know that there was an unlawful wiretapping of journalist phones at the AP. This is an administration out of control. We're finally getting some truth shine down. This is only the beginning of scandal and cover-up. There's a lot more yet to come.
Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
God bless you, and God bless your audience.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Again, folks, that was Jay on with Tea Party Caucus Chairman Michelle Bachmann. We are going to be at a press conference with her tomorrow in advance of Friday's hearing. If you want to stand with us, with Congresswoman Bachmann, we need you to call now, 877-989-2255.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.